There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, before we get into important stuff, I just thought, I found a study that I just thought was so... All right, first of all, do you know what the word catfishing means?
Yes.
All right, what does catfishing mean?
Well, for thinking about the same thing, catfishing is basically when... You have one person, it has to do with online dating, or basically
correct.
One person is using, you know, a phony identity or a phony picture to, you know, establish some sort of relationship with someone online, and then that they're basically catfishing the other person.
And I'm trying to figure out where the term would come from, other than catfishes are bottom feeders. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure where the term itself. You're exactly right. That's exactly what it means.
Well, and it started with that movie, that documentary that came out, and then now it's a
now
show.
It's part of the vernacular.
Yeah, and now it's a show on MTV and everything. So.
Oh, all right. So that's what. See, I didn't know that. See, anything on television. Well, I shouldn't say anything on television. I do know Game of Thrones, and I do know So You Want to Be a Millionaire. So I do know some stuff. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a new study out, which is kind of falls into another duh category. There are at least a couple of duh stories. Does sex make you, having more sex make you happier? Well, unless somebody tells you you have to do it, then, I mean, if somebody tells you you have to eat hot fudge sundaes, it's not going to make you happier. The issue is not the activity. The issue is the imperative. So, I mean, the studies like that, you know, make me want to, I mean, unfortunately, we don't print them out anymore because we're trying to save paper because I used to get a real kick out of ripping them up. So ripping up my computer doesn't seem like all that fun an idea. I don't know. Call me silly. But all right. So the idea is that they did a survey. And first of all, the study is already flared, is already flawed and flared because they did, I think they did 300 people at the University of Connecticut. Doubly flawed, between the ages of 17 and 36. Everybody was heterosexual. And what they did was they showed you pictures of people and said, would you date them or not? And the science part, I use science in heavy italics, is that they would take two pictures of Manny, one sort of maybe on a smartphone, and another they would sort of do a little photoshopping on him. So maybe his cheekbones got a little higher and his eyes were a little brighter. And they did the same thing, obviously, with women. With women, they did one sort of unretouched and one retouched. And the idea being the retouched ones weren't so much photoshopped, although they probably were a little bit, but they did more hair and makeup and whatever. And I actually had some pictures done the beginning of this year, and I sent them off to a friend who said, are you trying out to be a Clairol model? No. And I think part of it is people who've known me for a long time have basically known me for the last X thousand years. I've had short hair, and now I decided on kind of a whim to grow my hair, and it's amazing how much it changes. I don't think it changed all that much how I look, but everybody else thinks it does. And changes it hugely. So, to the extent that occasionally people haven't recognized me, I don't know. But at any rate, so hair does make a difference for both men and women. And so guys said that they surveyed all these people, and they said that guys trust women less who have a lot of makeup. So my Clairol pictures apparently they would trust me less, but they would date me more. So it turns out that men decide that how you look is much more important about whether or not they can trust you, and they're willing to take a flyer, right? Which is kind of depressing. I mean, it's depressing no matter how you look at it. If you're a man, it's depressing. If you're a woman, it's depressing. And for women, they were really consistent. They both trusted men who looked better and dated men who looked better. So guys, you know, maybe you need to get in the Clairol model. But and the whole thing about online dating, it sort of tickles me in that the notion that that somehow online dating is more is less dependent on how you look I think is just plain ridiculous, because no matter what the profile is, if you don't, first of all, if you don't put a picture on, if you just put the profile on, that you're going to get an eighth, which is, you know, basically you're going to get about 12% of the number of responses you get, no matter what your picture looks like. So no picture, everybody's assuming that you were a cyclops, a hairy cyclops, for both men and women. So no picture. So the idea, but if you said Nobel Prize winner, multimillionaire, well, I don't know, the multimillionaire might offset no picture, but Nobel Prize winner, great dancer, I mean, we'll cook, we'll bring you breakfast in bed every day of your life. No picture, you're still not going to get many responses. All right, so that's number one. And so the idea that it's based on something other than the way you look is nonsensical. And then they do this study that says, men say, oh, no, you know, you can't trust her. But could I have her phone number? Which, if you think about it in the long run, even the short run, it means that a lot of men who are doing online dating, especially at this group, are not looking for a partner. Or they're looking for a partner, but a short-term partner, not a long-term partner. Because you really don't want to get involved with somebody you can't trust, right, for the long term. You can't trust them, you can't trust them.
Right.
But, you know, a couple of weeks, a couple of drinks, a couple of rows in the hay, why not? But that's what the depressing thing for me is that they're going in with that assumption.
Yeah.
Of if she's really attractive, she's obviously, you know, she's not going to look like this. She's not going to be like this. I can't really trust her. But why not? It's depressing. All right, so that's my depressing story number one for the day. I mean, and my computer's frozen up. I think my computer understood that I was not happy with that story either. All righty, 855-99-375-69. Where did you meet the woman that you're dating?
We met
online.
Yep.
Did you? Mm-hmm. You know, at one point, I knew about, and I haven't sort of done my little survey for a while, but I should do it again. I knew probably 20 to 25 people who were dating. And I would say at almost, I think with the two exceptions, that they had met each other online. Most of them did not admit to it, but I knew that they had, because it's just really become an acceptable way, certainly over the last 20 years, of finding people. When I wrote Dating for Dummies originally, computer dating was just beginning. And I said at the time I thought it was a great way to increase the pool size, but you had to take certain precautions and yada yada. And you should date within a 25-mile radius of where you lived, because long-distance relationships don't work, and all this kind of stuff. By the second edition, which is 5 years later, I increased the section of computer dating, you know, just a huge, big section about how to write an ad. And because at the beginning, computer dating, originally, you have to remember that people did not have personal computers. I know it's hard to believe. So most of the people who had computers were science geeks, and they were essentially guys. And so computer dating in its first iteration was afternoon delight. You know, I'm married, you're married, you want to get together. And I think a lot of the people who were on online dating were in the business of sex, which gets back to the sex make you more happy, make you happier. More happy, I think, is not English. So by the second edition, I had expanded it hugely. And then by the third edition, I expanded the social media part. And I think social media as a dating device is awful, because it basically I have no problem with computer dating as long as you understand that you're really dealing with a stranger and that you need to be careful about that. But that there's really nothing wrong with it. It does tend to kind of support the shopping mentality of, you know, well, you know, you're great, but let's see who else is out there. And people need to be aware of that to a certain extent. But a huge number of people that I know met that way. And again, I have no problem with that. I just think you have to be a little careful about it. Do you want to know, this is a good question for you, Manny. Do you know what group is the most commonly on dating websites?
I guess
it's wrong. Somebody asked me this. Take a guess.
I'll take a guess during the break. I'll think about it during
all right,
the break.
But no fair researching it, no Googling it.
I won't.
All right, fair enough. 855, the rest of you can guess as well. 855, no Googling. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You know what we haven't done for a while?
What's
an
that?
An email.
Yes.
I know. All right, so how about an email?
Let's do it. This is an email from someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
This person says, Dr. Joy, here's a tough question for you. I have been working with a person with mild antisocial personality disorder. and in parentheses they say, yes, I have researched this.
For, we love the internet, yeah.
For about 6 years. She seems to target me more than anyone else by talking behind my back and spreading gossip. To most people, she acts really friendly and wants to know all about their lives. I actually avoided her for 3 years until they moved her desk away from my desk this year. Now, when I try to have group conversations with other ladies, she laughingly interjects snide comments about me in the conversations. How can I have relationships with the positive people in my office without her trying to sabotage my efforts?
Well, honey, look, you're going to hate my answer, but this sounds like a classic person who's just really lonely, and she sort of subscribes to the Brown dictum, which everybody does, because it's not really the Brown dictum, it's everybody subscribes to it, hence the Brown's dictum, not the other direction. I'd rather get attention from positive, but if I can't get attention from positive, I'll get it for negative. And she figures that you just don't like her, which has some reality to it. So the smartest, best, most efficient, easiest, most charming, most moral path to your solution is just to be nice to her. And you don't, it's, you know, Anna and the King of Siam theory of life, you don't have to actually like her, but you can pretend to. You can make sure that you smile at her and, you know, maybe, bring her, you know, an extra jelly donut or something, or ask her how her weekend went, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be anything tangible. But just the idea that you're interested in her, that you like her, because otherwise she figures she has nothing to lose, that you don't like her, that and it may be that she would just assume you may be an alpha woman, you may be the woman that everybody looks to in the office, and so she would really like to have you as a friend. And she's desperately saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. And because you keep ignoring her, she's just going to up the ante. So what she figures, it's kind of, I mean, if this sounds like junior high school, you're absolutely right. But that's one of the problems about people who, I mean, a large number of personality disorders, if you think about it, can just be classified as grow up, right? That, you know, I want what I want, and I don't care about other people. I mean, that's a five-year-old temper tantrum, right? You're not the boss of me, and that's a five-year-old temper tantrum. You know, everybody likes me and hates you. I mean, that's kind of maybe a seven-year-old temper tantrum. So I guess we're sort of moving along some evolutionary scale slowly but surely. So the idea being, just try charm. I mean, what do you have to lose at this moment? And you don't actually, and be careful that you're not gossiping about her either, because there's going to be some pot stir in addition to her in the office who will tell her that you said, well, she's really easy to con. You know, I pretend that I like her, and now she's my new best friend. You may also want to look back and make sure that there's not some event that defined a relationship. And look, some people are easier to get along with, but people are easy to get along with by definition don't cause as much grief because they're easy to get along with. So what I would do, rather than just trying to ignore her, to try to convince, and you know, and I've had the situation, there are a couple of people, understand, you know, I'm at the movies or theater essentially, you know, every weeknight and sometimes on the weekends. So, and over the years I've been doing this for a while, and so I know most of the people, and they know me. And every once in a while, there are a couple of really irritating people who are not, who shouldn't be on the list. And somehow they con somebody that they write for their, you know, their condo newsletter or something. So they say they're in print or whatever. So and it's not that we're sort of checking everybody's ID at the door. That's not my job. That's a publicist's job. And they don't do a terrifically good job of it, to be quite honest. But, and so they're always, you know, somebody will say, well, what did you think about this? And no matter who's talking to me or what they're talking about, I mean, somebody was actually telling me about a friend of his who was suicidal and was asking my opinion. So it doesn't make any difference what the topic is, that other people were talking with me. And sometimes it's of global interest to all of us in the room, and sometimes it's very personal because they know that my real definition is as a psychologist, a therapist. This person will always sort of intrude. They'll say, oh, yeah, well, I had a friend who had that problem, and what they tried was leeches. Or, well, yeah, but that movie wasn't very good. And so it happens all of the time. And I used to just sort of try to ignore the person or sort of walk away at that moment or just wait till they stop talking and then resume the conversation as if they hadn't said anything. But what I realized is, first of all, it was not very nice on my part. Second of all, it was not necessarily very effective. She wasn't stopping. And so what I finally would do is I would, when I would see her, instead of moving away from her or she sat down next to me, I don't think I actually moved away because I'm reluctant to do that even on the train. I just think it's so hurtful to somebody to move away from them. Even a stranger, I'm not willing to do it. But I would, you know, sort of turn away or I'd pretend I was on my phone or something. And what I decided is that this was pointless and that she was really much more to be, you know, to be pitied than disliked. And so I just started being nice. I would just say, hi, how are you? And to a certain extent, it I would not be being honest with you if I said the problem was completely obliterated, because it wasn't. But at least I don't feel, she doesn't hurt my stomach as much. And I don't feel quite as badly about being a stinker to her. And clearly, and it has, the problem has abated a bit, that she's less likely to interrupt, because she knows that she can get my attention, and I assume that she does this to other people as well. I'm just more aware of it. And there are, I mean, I know she does it to other people because people roll their eyes. But still, I mean, that our job, I think, on this planet is to cause as little grief and as much pleasure and happiness as possible. And I think this woman really falls well into that category. And I'm not suggesting that she's not irritating, because this woman is incredibly irritating. And if I could tell you how she looked, and she has one of those voices that grates. I mean, there's really no redeeming social value about her, except that she's clearly lonely. Nobody likes her. She's a pain in the neck to everybody and knows it. But she was being a problem to me. And so the way that I dealt, I can't deal with her personality structure. I can't change that. She's not asking for my help. But I can make sure that it doesn't impact me as negatively, because I really felt terrible. I mean, she'd irritate me, and then I'd be irritated with myself for being irritated at her. So I just decided, pretend that she is likable or worthy of at least kindness, because I think most people are worthy of our kindness, and it makes us feel better about ourselves, and sometimes it will offset the issue a little bit. So what I would encourage you to do, believe it or not, is just include her a little bit more, and just as simple as saying, hi, how are you, how was your weekend, see any good movies, yada, yada, all right? Because it'll make you feel better, and it may offset her behavior just a little, all right? I know, not exactly what you wanted to hear. I suppose if that advice doesn't work for you at all, you can go get a voodoo doll and stick pins in it. No. Can't really do that. Did you see American Idol is ending in 2016? Because their ratings are plummeting.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite sort of I told you so's, except, you know, is the self-driving cars are having accidents. Like, yeah, okay. Oh, well. Look, it's a project in, you know, under construction. In progress. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, if it's any comfort on the self-driving cars, they've been driving since September. There are 50 of them on the road. There have been four accidents. All of them were under 10 miles an hour. Two of them had human drivers at the helm, and supposedly none of the four of them were the car's fault. That's what my mother says. We call her Crash. 855 Manny too. Manny the Crash. Manny and my mom.
Yeah,
Mommy.
I can tell you some stories about car accidents that I've been in. None of which have been my fault. But.
Hair raising. Yeah, I know. Well, you could have a self-driving car, and then you could blame the car. Except apparently they weren't the car's fault. Joy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How am I going to help you?
All right. I have a question for my best friend. She is about 26. I tried to get her to call you, and she wouldn't do it, but she's having issues with her husband right now, and from what I understand from her point of view versus what I've seen, They've been married 10 years. He has a 9-year-old with a previous girl who isn't really in the picture. It's and then they also have a 2-year-old together.
Okay.
And the main issue is that she wants to, you know, she complains about going to work and coming home and being a mom. He works night shifts, she works day shifts, so they don't see each other at all.
Yeah.
She wants to have at least one night, like one night every 2 weeks. She doesn't even care. She just wants a time to be able to go out and have some fun, make some friends, because she complains about how she has no friends. And he doesn't let her do that. He gives her this guilt trip about how he has no friends. And he has, like, you know, this depression thing going on. He's tried medicine. He tried it, like, once or twice, and it made him too sleepy or something. He gave it up. They tried. He won't do counseling. He won't try anything. He pretty much just says, you know, he guilts her into not going anywhere, and then she becomes miserable, and about every 6 months she has a mental breakdown, and this time she's actually talking divorce. And
How old is her husband?
He just turned 30.
Okay. So she was actually married at 16?
No. They've been together for 10 years. She's...
Okay, well, you told me married 10.
They've been married... I'm not sure how long they've been married. I know they went to prom together, so I know that they've been together since she was, like, 16.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how long they've been married, because you had said 10 years, which meant she was married at 16, which is very young, and could
right.
be part of the problem. How much longer is he going to be on night shift and her on day shift?
It's one of those things. He works at a place that he makes the most he could ever make.
I get it. But
yeah, child support. He can't afford to get another job.
Does he work 7 days a week or 5 days a week?
He works 5.
Okay. So when she says she wants a day off, does she wants to go out, not with him?
No, she would love for him to go. He doesn't want to leave the house. On his days off, all he wants to do is either sleep or play video games.
The place to start. Is, I mean, first of all, I think if she's really smart, and I'm sure she is, if she's, what's the highest level of education she's achieved, you know?
She has high school.
Okay. What I would
the
think about...
really smart.
Good.
Like, the husband's, like, too smart, you know what I mean?
I don't think there's such a thing as being too smart, but that's my own prejudice, all right?
Well, so say for example, the reason he won't go to counseling, he knows they're paid, like the way he says it, he knows they're just paid to listen. There's no point in telling them because they're just silently judging him.
Well, he's not that smart then, because that's a misunderstanding of therapy, among other things. So,
yeah.
I mean, why would all those people, you know, I mean, really smart people, including people like Woody Allen, who is not exactly the poster boy for therapy, but he's certainly not stupid. But presumably there are a lot of very smart people who go to therapy, and they're not stupid. So why would
right.
they be going to therapy? So, I you know, he's not that smart. I'm glad
right.
he's smart. All right, so here's what I do if I were her. The first thing I would do is figure out something that he likes to do. And presumably it doesn't have to be on a Saturday night or a Sunday night, that I don't know when, you know, when his shift starts and hers is over. But, I mean, going and, for example, getting a babysitter or getting the next-door neighbor or maybe shift trading off with somebody else who has a young kid. So she watches their kid for a couple of hours in exchange for they watching her kid for a couple of hours and go over and have dinner with him. So
well,
that they're
that's,
having...
That's he tried. Like, he doesn't want to do anything.
Well,
like,
No. Joy, if she's going over to where he's working and she takes him dinner on his dinner break, it's not in any way upsetting his. I mean, it's not him having to go out on a day off. It's on a work night that she's going
true.
Over. And,
but
right,
that's the issue is she works. You know, she works like six. Let's say she works 6 to 4 every day.
Okay.
He works 9 p.m. to 5.
So what happens between 4 and 9?
She's taking care of the baby and sleeping.
Where's he?
At 4 at 9, he's sleeping, getting ready for work.
Well, but I mean, presumably, what time does he get off work?
He gets off work at like 5. He works like 45 minutes
right.
away from the house.
So if he gets home at 6 and he goes to sleep at 6, or maybe the two of them have...
He has to watch the baby. Like he comes home, he watches the baby.
Listen, at this moment, that it may be that what they really need to do is get a baby, especially over the summer. And here's what I would suggest.
They refuse.
Joy, you have to stop talking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That, especially over the summer, that they get somebody in, and they get a high school kid or a college kid who can, for not very much money, for a couple of hours, watch that kid. So either they go out for breakfast together, or they have lunch together, or he gets a couple hours sleep. They need to find some time together, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And not only maybe on the weekends, but find some time during the week because that's less stressful. Maybe one day a week that she gets up early and has breakfast with him before she goes to work. Maybe one day a week she gets somebody over. What is that noise?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm driving.
Why don't you pull over, because I don't want you in an accident. Okay?
That's what I just did.
Good woman. Okay. That maybe one evening she takes a picnic dinner over to his office and somebody else watches the kid for a couple of hours. Because you're talking about them being so unhappy that they're talking about divorce. Who's going to take care of the kid then? I mean, it's not going to make things any easier in terms of scheduling. It's going to make things more difficult. So for right now, while they still have a marriage that's maybe limping along, but it still works, to get somebody in to watch the kids for a couple of hours so that they can have a little time together. Second of all, if she's really smart, instead of saying, look, I want to go out with the girls one night a week, take a class someplace. Because she'll meet people of her own age, and she'll be learning something, and she's setting some path in motion that'll, once her kid's a little older, will be able to get a better job, because it's and a lot less threatening to him, because he figures if she's going out with the girls, they're all single, she's going to have something to drink and dance with other guys, and I mean, it's just, it would be threatening to him, to her as well, if the roles reversed, if he says, look, I just want to go out with the guys, and all the guys were single. So they need to find some time during the week that, you know, that at least one day where she inconveniences, she either gets up a little early, goes to bed a little late, and spends some time with him, and some night during the week where she goes and over to his work, so they at least have some time together. Then when she needs, if she wants to get out, I think she's much smarter to find a class someplace to take, which will get her out of the house, it'll get her some intellectual stimulation, it'll provide for her having a better job at some point. So he doesn't have to, if she makes more money, maybe he doesn't have to make quite as much, and so he can at some point shift to days, because night shifts are really, really tough to organize. And in addition, that she finds something that he really enjoys doing, that if he enjoys video games, see if there's not a video game convention going on or something. Plan things that he likes to do on the time that he can do them. And, I mean, because presumably they care about each other, and divorce isn't going to make the scheduling any easier with the kid. It's just going to be a little less irritating to each other. So that's what I would suggest. Don't focus on going out with the girls. Take an education class. She gives up a little bit of sleep one day a week to have breakfast or lunch with him. That she takes breakfast or dinner over, or she takes dinner over to him, so they have a little bit more time together. And to plan things at least one weekend a month that he enjoys doing. And so he gets in the habit of thinking, well, it's really fun. But I think the clue is going to be somebody, especially over the summer, watching the kid for, you know, not very much money. You can have somebody watch the kid, and the kid will thrive on it as well. The other possibility, which I don't necessarily recommend because I think it's a short-term solution, is her working night shift as well, which doesn't take care of the child care issue, but at least take... I mean, the issue of child care is a lot easier to take care of than the issue of the marriage, and so I'd get somebody in to kind of spell them, both of them, a little bit. And then she can also take some classes that have Mommy and Me where child care is built in. So tell them, you can have them listen to the podcast a little bit. All right, next time tell her I'm not scary, she can call me.
All right,
Joy, thanks for being the messenger. Joan, you'll be next, then Helen, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to do exactly that, 855-993-7569. Joan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My daughter has her first baby, a little girl, 10 months old at this time, and she was reading on how to get the baby to sleep through the night, and it's okay. The more gentler method that you go in after 10 minutes of crying and rub her back and then put her back down. Well, that didn't work so well.
No, I think that's a terrible idea. I mean, what it does is tell the kids to just holler for 10 minutes and mom will come in.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it would reinforce it for sure.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think about that? She's a teacher. She's got to go back to school in September. And
Okay. Well, good. And we've got a while then. All right. So has the baby ever slept through the night?
In mom and dad's bed, which is a real bad idea.
Yeah. Man, she's doing it all wrong. Oh, well. All right. So how long did they keep the baby in mom and dad's bed?
Well, they didn't start off that way, certainly. She has a crib and so on. But when she'd cry, every little time she makes a peep, you know, off they go, and they grab her and pick her up.
You can tell this is a first-time baby. There are actually things in the subway now. There are posters in the subway that say babies sleep best when they sleep alone. And this is the subway, and it's a biracial child. So the idea is that notion of putting your baby in your bed is a disaster. I mean, it's disastrous from the baby's health, but it's also a disaster from the baby and the parent's mental health. All right, so how long did they keep, I mean, how recently did they take the kid out of their bed?
Oh, probably last night.
Okay. All right, here's the deal.
They try to put her down several times a night. When she falls asleep, they put her back in her crib, and this goes on several times through the night.
All right, this is a terrible idea. What they're teaching the kid is, holler, and mom and dad will come and get you.
Exactly.
All right. So, and she's going to be doing this when she's 15 years old, which is not healthy. All right. So here's the deal. And you're going to have them listen to the podcast because they're not going to be thrilled with this. The idea is that they now have to, they've taught this infinite, adorable child, this little tabula rosa, a whole bunch of really dumb things, which is cry and mom and dad will get you. You don't have to sleep by yourself. If you get wet and in the middle of the night, all you have to do is make a fuss and they'll come and get you. So should they have to unlearn it? And the longer they wait, the harder it's going to be on that kid. So that's what they have to remind themselves, is it's not going to be easy on them, but what they're doing is disastrous for the kid. And you know, most parents, that's the problem about parenting, as you know, we have to think about the long term as opposed to the short term. Short term is, I'm sleepy, the baby's crying, I'm going to go back to bed, I'll put the baby in bed with me. It's a disaster. I mean, it's a good short term solution. It is not a viable long term solution. Okay, so the first thing they have to do is understand that they've now taught for the last 10 months that make a noise, we'll come and get you, we'll come and take care of you. So now we now have to unlearn that, all right? That's number one. So it's not going to be instantaneous. They're best to start this on a time where they can afford to lose some sleep, because this is not going to be instantaneous, all right? And the thing they need to do, does this child walk yet?
No.
Good. All right, we need to do
the table. They're holding on.
All right, well, because once you can walk, then and turn doorknobs, then we've got a whole different problem. So we really need to start this. The child, I assume, is on solid food at this moment, yes?
Pardon me?
Is the child on solid food at this moment?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Breastfeeding as well, but solid food, yes.
Does she get any bottle or breast anymore at all?
Yes, still the breast.
Okay. So the thing to do, what time do they put the baby down?
Oh, I guess they start by about 8.
What time do they go to bed?
That's kind of depending on the way she is. She just, you know.
Do they stay awake for a while? Or do they go to bed?
They stay awake probably till about 10:30.
Okay. A better way to do this, because that baby's going to wake up all during the night, is sort of make the last breastfeeding should be at 10 o'clock, when they're, and don't watch the news, don't vacuum, don't get the breakfast ready for tomorrow morning, just go to bed. Everybody goes to bed at 10. So we start, let's assume that she's on the breast for 15, 20 minutes. So what we do is she on, how often do they feed her during the day?
On demand. Breast feeding on demand.
What about solids? Breakfast and dinner?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the plan. If mom's teaching during the day, I mean, first of all, babies, certainly at 10 months, should not be fed any more than about, you know, any more frequently than about every 3 hours, 3 to 3.5 hours. I mean, and certainly with solid food, she should be able to space out at least that far. All right, so that's number one. And if not, especially at 10 months, mom's not getting enough breast milk in there, baby's not getting full enough, and so the baby's going to be cranky and waking up all the time anyway. So on demand is okay as long as it's not any closer than about 3 or 3.5 hours, number one. Number two, toward the end of the day, I don't care what she does earlier in the day, but toward the end of the day, let's say that the last feeding is at 10, we'll say, 9:30 or 10, that the feeding before that should be, because she's not being fed any more frequently than in 3 or 3.5 hours, that you feed her at, say, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And sometimes, depending on what pediatrician says, you know, sometimes it makes some sense to load, to give the baby some solid foods at that moment as well. I don't particularly care about that. But she should be fed, breastfed, and kept awake for that interval between the next to last feeding and the last feeding. Once she's had that last breast, everybody goes to bed, okay? Make sure she's in ultra-absorbent Pampers, and if she wakes up in the middle of the night, let her go. Just let her, and she's going to fuss because she's been taught, and she's going to fuss for more than 10 minutes. She has been taught that all I have to do is fuss and Mommy and Daddy will come and take care of me, and that's pretty cool. We now need to teach her that Mommy and Daddy will give her huge amounts of attention during the day. She gets to sit on Mommy's and Daddy's lap. We get to play. We get all, our belly is full. We're still breastfed. But at the last, from 10 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, she's on her own. And the hard part is going to convince Mom and Dad not to go and get her.
Yeah. So crying it out, pretty much.
Yeah, and she should be fine for that. I mean, and if we'd started this before, and then you can shift it so it's, you know, instead of 10 o'clock, that you can shift it till 11 or 12. But the idea is that the next to last feeding and the last feeding are piggyback 2.5 hours apart. So it's a much shorter interval, but you have to keep her awake, and she's going to want to go to sleep. You have to keep her awake so that by the time she gets
on the breast.
Pardon?
She falls asleep on the breast, of course.
Well, wake her up.
Yeah.
The other thing that you can do is you can have Dad start giving instead of breast at the next to last feeding, do bottle.
Okay.
But the idea is you got to keep the kid awake. And then for the last feeding, everybody goes to sleep. Make sure she's in. And because she's had two close together feedings, so her tummy is full, she's exhausted because you've kept her awake. And she should put 6 to 7 hours on. All right?
Okay.
You know, but understand, you got to let her fuss. So she's going to wake up. All righty?
Exactly. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.